Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's welcome a very special guest into the studio, a young man who's raised bucket loads, and I mean bucket loads of cash, for Alderhay Hospital. Hashtag Run With George has become something of a phenomenon online, and it's received national credit as well through the Pride of Britain Awards. Let's welcome George Mathias and his dad, Richard. Morning, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Morning.
Nice to see you both. Richard, we've had you in before, but last time you couldn't bring young George in because he was in school. So we've got to get you in earlier. We had to get you up early.
That's right. We were in February, I think, I came in.
Yeah.
And it had only just really started. So we were talking about what George wanted to do and what he wanted to achieve. But I don't think we expected to get quite where we've got to now.
It's a snowball to where it is. Right. Tell us, George, the story behind your fundraising. Why did you get involved in fundraising for Alderhay Hospital?
Well, when my little brother James was little, he stopped breathing. So we rushed him to Alderhay, and Alderhay saved his life. And ever since, my mum and dad have been supporting Alderhay. And I was inspired by them and came up with a few ideas. And I came up with doing a mile for every month for my little brother.
So your brother's obviously a very special person to you.
He's very special.
So the doctors and nurses did incredible things to save him.
They did.
And you thought, right, I've got to think of something to raise some money for them. So what idea did you come up with and how did you come up with it?
Well, I really loved doing running, so I thought of doing a mile for every month for my James.
So a mile for every month,
yeah?
And you thought to yourself, maybe a few people get involved in this.
Yeah.
And when was it you started, Richard? When was the very beginning of all this?
1st of January.
1st of January. So the first person you ran with was who?
We ran just on our own first.
Right.
And then the first celebrity was John Wilkin, Saints captain, who's a friend. And then he came up, it was actually, he nominated his partner, Fran Halsall, the Olympic swimmer. And that's where the nomination thing came from, really.
And then it just escalated. So then you got onto the football stars. So tell us who you've run with in the football world.
I've run with
Stevie Gerrard.
Yeah, I have.
Could you forget Stevie Gerrard?
It's hard to remember.
Okay, who
else? Jamie Carragher, Leighton Baines, Wes Brown, and Michael Carrick's been nominated as well.
Yeah,
so
he has.
Trying to keep the Northwest balance.
And have all these people been quite happy to run with you, George?
Yeah, they've been an honour.
Right, whereabouts have you run with them? Did you run around Anfield with any of them? Or
The Anfield training.
Anfield training, Melwood.
Yeah.
So you went to Melwood and had run around there.
Yeah.
Or with Leighton Baines, the Everton one, was that it?
That was at Finch Farm.
Finch Farm.
Yeah.
Right. But you're quite happy to run with anyone, wherever they want to run. Yeah. And you've raised how much money so far?
Over £50,000.
Dad, £50,000. If you'd gone back 10 months, would you have said to yourself you'd have raised £50,000?
I think we'd have settled for five.
Yeah, £50,000 is massive, massive money. And quite rightly so, you've been honoured for the fundraising work you've done. Now, you're sat in here at the moment with a Pride of Britain Award in front of us.
Yeah.
It's on the telly tonight. It's an incredible programme. When did you first hear, guys, that you'd been nominated for a Pride of Britain Award?
It was like, how long was it?
Well, it was 2 weeks ago you found out.
Yeah, like, okay, so I did this look-like competition. Like, everyone said it was for Alderhay. So there was a few Simon Cowell people trying to dress up as him. Some were good and some were very rubbish. And the real one came in and presented...
What, into Alderhay?
No, we were down in London.
Oh, you were in London, were you? Sorry, go on.
And after all of them, the real one came and I was mind-blown. And he gave me the Pride of Britain. It was amazing.
Unbelievable. Did you know something like this was coming, Richard?
Yes, we set it up. We'd known.
Did you nominate him or how does
no,
it?
No, no. Other people nominated him. And then it went to a judging panel
with
the Pride of Britain judges. And then I just got a phone call to say that he'd won, which we couldn't believe. But we had to keep it secret for 3 weeks from George and from everybody, which was really difficult.
What have the panel said about the fundraising, the idea and, you know, the prestige or the, you know, the message that's been put forward about Alderhay?
Well, the judges, one of the judges was Ben Shepherd, who ran with George a while ago in August. And he said to me that why the judges had chosen George was because it was such a selfless thing that he was doing, because he just wanted to help other people avoid the situation that that we had by getting more equipment for Alderhay. And they said it was a beautiful story about a big brother's love for his little brother. really. So they said it just it resonated with them, and the fact that there was so much video footage of the runs as well, and it was so entertaining. They thought it was perfect for the awards.
How is little brother?
Oh, he's great.
Yeah?
Yes, he's just turned seven.
Has he got any idea of what Big Brother's done for him?
Yeah, he's run most of the miles, hasn't he?
Has he?
Yeah. So he's very much involved, and he'll be on the TV tonight with you.
So tell us about the whole Pride of Britain Awards and the experience of that, because it's a, even for a young man like yourself, it's a very humbling night, isn't it?
It's an honour, really, going to the Pride of Britain and getting my awards. And it's just amazing, really.
Tell us about how you received the award. So where were you in the ceremony? Was it near the beginning or the end? Or
it was quite a way through, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. And who was presenting on the stage at the time?
It was Carol Vorderman, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. And the people who presented my award was the X Factor judges. It was amazing, really.
Just the X Factor judges. Who, Nicole Scherzinger?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Louis Walsh?
Yeah.
Simon Cowell?
No, someone dressed up as him.
He was still ill.
How did you feel on stage? And
it was amazing, really. Yeah. I wasn't really nervous. I was mainly happy and excited.
Tell us about some of the other stories at the awards. What really touched you, Richard? What were you looking at and, you know, felt had a heartfelt feeling?
Oh, there's some stories tonight. It's sometimes a tough watch. There's a lot of focus on the emergency services with Grenfell and Manchester, which are really touching. There's a young lad called Moyne.
Mo
for short, who has the most horrific illness where his skin doesn't it blisters at the slightest touch. Yeah. He's had a horrible life, and yet he's the most positive, incredible, and funny.
Yeah.
His acceptance speech is up there with Peter Kay. It's so funny. Yeah, you have to watch it tonight.
Yeah.
He's an incredible example of triumph over adversity.
Yeah.
There's some amazing stories tonight.
Does it make you feel quite privileged when you leave that auditorium?
It was just to be in the company of these people. You kind of have to pinch yourself and wonder how you got there, and some of the stories are just they're so emotional. It's certainly going to be it's a unique programme. It really is.
Right, tell us about some of the celebrities you met in there, because they asked you to run round and bucket collect, didn't they, George?
So yeah,
you
they did.
You went round trying to pick up some money off some of the celebs. Who did you meet?
Ozzy Osbourne. I met Lord Sugar, didn't I?
Yeah.
And
Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
Duncan Bannatyne as well.
Yeah, he donated like £10,000. It was
how really incredible
amazing.
Is that?
It was so amazing.
So people literally just donating money as you went round the room. You got lots of new friends, lots of new showbiz friends, have you? Well, what happens with Run with George now? You made it a national name, haven't you, Richard?
Yes, it's the way it's grown is beyond any of our expectations. Mm. And but ultimately, it's George's charity and it's George's decision what he does with it. He's reached his target. He's run a mile for every month he's had his brother. He's run more now. He's run 100.
Yeah, 100. Yeah.
But you don't want to stop, do you?
No, I want to carry on and get to 100.
200.
I mean 200.
200. You love running, do you?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Who's your favourite in all the 100? That's a naughty one, isn't it? And you can't say John Wilkin because he's a family friend. So who's your favourite?
I wouldn't really have a favourite. It's probably all of them, really.
All of them?
Everyone tried their best, really.
Did anyone try and beat you?
There's a few competitive ones, isn't there? Stevie Gerrard had a bit of a sprint, didn't he?
Yeah.
And who would you like to get on your list now? Which celebrities haven't you had? Have you had Jurgen Klopp yet?
No, he hasn't come yet, hasn't he?
No, we'd like to do something with Liverpool players. Right.
So he's on your list, who else?
Yeah, probably Anton Deck if they can.
Anton Deck.
Yeah.
Got to set your sights high, haven't you?
Yeah, Dermot O'Leary said he'll do it, and Nicole Scherzinger.
Yes, so we saw this in the you're on page three of the Mirror yesterday. Big picture. Were you expecting this? Big picture of Nicole and yourselves.
No, we never thought we'd find ourselves on page three, did we?
But no.
With a pussycat doll.
With a pussycat doll. Yeah, but she said she'd do it. I think she said it in the excitement of the event. But we're going to hold her to it.
Right.
I don't think there'd be any shortage of takers for that run.
I was going to say there might be quite a lot of dads running with George.
A few have already mentioned it.
What happens with the money? So £50,000 raised so far. It's no small sum, is it? What happens with that money?
We just use the money for new cots and equipment for Alder Hay, for saving more lives, really.
What have Alder Hay said to you, Richard, about, you know, when it can be put to use?
Well, the first 25,000 is already in use.
Right.
George went in June, July,
yeah,
and bought 4 heated premature baby cots. And we actually got to meet the first baby that was in there, little Theo. And he's now home and well. So it's every day the money's being used. And what we wanted to do with all the money that's raised is to show people exactly where the money goes and where the donations have gone and the difference that they've made. So we'll be back to Alder Hay to see what the next equipment they need is, won't we?
Yeah, I can't wait to see the next bit.
Do you like going in there?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Incredible work they do. You've obviously had the situation yourself with a premature baby. Maybe people don't realise how often this happens and, you know, the strain and the stress it causes to families.
Yes, once you have a premature baby and once you go through the illness like we did, there's sort of a group that exists that you don't really know. You don't want to be a part of it, but there's a lot of support out there for when this happens to you. And it's very common. And the illness James got, which is bronchiolitis, is common. Mm. But if it's not caught, it is fatal. So, you know, we were lucky.
Can people still see the videos you've done? The 100 that you've already done? Have you got that on a website or...?
It's going to be on the Pride of Britain.
The website's got all of the videos on though, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has now.
Right, okay. So there's a little rundown on the Pride of Britain Awards, is there, of some of your runs?
There will be once I finish editing it later.
Dad is master editor.
Yeah, not bad choice. But all the videos are on runwithgeorge.com. Yeah. And to donate, you can go on and click donate on runwithgeorge.com.
Yeah.
And there's nice messages on there from Duncan Bannatyne from yesterday.
And everyone else, really.
And everybody, yeah.
You can help out. But a brilliant, brilliant cause. What happens to the award? Have you taken it to school yet?
No, I think I might soon.
Do you think your mates might be a bit jealous with that one?
No, I think they might just be very happy for me, I think.
Oh, you lovely lad. His head screwed on, hasn't he, Dad? Richard's raised him very well. Look, guys, it's lovely. And congratulations.
Thank you.
You're on the Pride of Britain Awards tonight. What time? Is it 8 o'clock, is it?
Yeah, 8 o'clock. Yeah.
8 o'clock. And it's one of those programmes that is unmissable, isn't it, in the year?
Heart-touching, really.
Yeah, and you're lucky to have been involved, but you've
it's
done some brilliant stuff to get there. Richard, George, thank you very much indeed. Wonderful to see you again in the studio. Which school are you at, by the way?
I'm at De La Salle in Edgbaston, yeah.
Good morning, De La Salle. You've got a little star coming a little bit later. He is coming to school, don't worry.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.